in the justice court down there. So 14 years total. Patient, because unlike Bob, I have a tendency to bite first, kind of jump into things a little too fast every now and then. Most of my regrets are wishing I'd counted to 10 before I reacted to something, so that's my word.
Jeff Buman with SWAP. See, I've been an attorney since 93, prosecutor since 95 or 6. And that's with Utah County for the last 21 years, up until January. I wish I was described as grossly and disgustingly rich. You probably know why. I got public dollars, so we never make enough money.
I'm Yvette Rodier. I'm with West Valley City. I've been prosecuting about 7 years. The word I wish described me was would probably be confident. I wish I would just trust in my skills and just do it, because when I don't think about it, I'm much better than when I take time to talk myself out. So I would like to be described as confident.
My name is Will Carlson with the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. I've been a prosecutor for 10 years, and I was doing lobbying type behavior for 3 years before that. A word that I wished described me would be trusting. Whenever I hear something, my first impulse is to think, what's the angle here? Sometimes that can get a little tiring.
I'm Ryan Peters, with the Joab County Attorney's Office. I have been an attorney for 14 years. I did a judicial clerkship in Davis County for a couple of years, and then I actually worked for Jeff for 10 years, and a couple of years ago was appointed
Joab
County.
For two, every year.
Right. 20 years. And then I've been at Joab County for a couple of years now. The word I wish described me is smart. Most of you know that Amory Howard works with me, and I spend most of the time trying to keep up with her. So smart is the one I wish it was described as.
Craig, we'll go to you.
Craig Barlow. I'm with the Attorney General's Office. Taking out 3 years as the first executive director of the Commission on Criminal and Juvenile Justice, and 6 years in private practice. I've been prosecuting for about 33 years. The word, I guess, would be meticulous, merging into fastidious, hopefully not supercilious.
It's good, I like that. All right, Jan.
Jan Ferris, I'm the Morgan County attorney. I've served there for 13 years. This is kind of a second career for me. I, years ago, spent 8 years with Salt Lake City Police Department as a police officer and a detective, and so I guess that's my experience. I guess my word would be polished. I think I have room for improvement. Sometimes I'm a little rough around the edges.
Ed.
Ed Montgomery, I'm the South Jordan City Prosecutor. I've served with them for about 11 years, 10 years before that. I was a criminal defense lawyer. The word to describe me is probably the opposite of Bob, less bold. Too often at the end of the day, I'm just, oh God, I wish I wouldn't have said that.
All right, Sim.
Hi, my name is Sim Gale. I represent two agencies, the Salt Lake County DA's office and the Salt Lake City Prosecutor's Office. I've been a prosecutor for about 24 years, got my start really with this guy over here in Layton City. So I've been at Layton City, Salt Lake City, the Salt Lake County DA's office. I was the head of this Salt Lake City Prosecutor's Office for 10 years before going to the DA's office. I guess the word that I'm looking for is stamina, because I feel like I just don't have enough, as much energy as I used to. And with all this stuff where you have to run around, to, that's what I really wish I had more of.
Steven.
Steve Garcetti, I'm with Layton City. I started with Oklahoma City. back in 1982, and prosecution has always been a smattering of my assignments, so you can do the math on that one. Word that I wish described me was young. I would love to turn back the clock.
If you could keep your, you know, salary, your experience, all of
you
that.
Know what? No. You know what? Yeah. I'm still making the same mistakes. So I wouldn't matter now or back when I was in the 30s. So.
All right, Janice.
All right, I'm Janice McConnis. I've been with the AG's office as a prosecutor for 21 years. The word I wished you would describe me is tall. My husband is 6'2", and he's always told me to get my heels on. So that's my word.
Good. All right, well, hopefully, you know, get to know each other a little bit better that way. Because this is council meeting. But we have some special guests. Jeff Buman is here from SWAP, is to help facilitate a discussion about UPC as role with SWAP. Rob Van Dyke, I hope he's not traveling up this morning, is going to talk a little bit about UCDAA and how we work together. It's one of the things I wanted to talk about. We've got Janice from the AG's office, and Dan Burton will be here in between Craig and, we have an update on Dave, yeah, his health.
As you all probably know, Dave had a horrific accident at February 21st, coming back from the legislature having a meeting with Senator Weiler. I'm not saying that it's a correlation, but it's not a cause and effect. Then he was in a medically induced coma for almost 2 weeks with some fractures and a lot of other injuries, and he's now just recovering from that, and we're all just keeping our fingers crossed that he's back sooner rather than later. But right now he's basically on leave with pay for basically as long as he needs to recover, and we check with him periodically, but he's kind of been told to stay home and rest and recover and relax, and so that's what we're hoping he does. We're waiting for him to get back.
So let him know we're thinking about him. So Craig is the acting director of the Justice Division. Is that the correct title?
Right.
Yeah. And because normally that would, the person who would come and be on the council, Sean's designee, would be Dave, but with Dave's health, it's Craig. But with Craig's schedule, sometimes Janice will come. And if Janice can't come, sometimes Dan will come. So that's why we've got multiple representatives here from the AG's office, so they can, so that we can all get up to speed. So one of the reasons that I wanted to, I'm getting ahead of myself. At Preliminary Matters, for those of you, I think you've all been in this building, there's restrooms across the hall here, restrooms down when you come in. We'll plan on taking a 10-minute break every hour, regardless of where we are at. You'll see we're gonna serve lunch at noon. It will just be right out here. And the only hard slot time that we have is Susan May is the HR director here in the AG's office. She'll be here at 1 o'clock. And the reason she's coming in is to talk about and explain to you all, as council members, the status of the UPC council employees, the three attorneys and the two staff. And we'll talk about why you guys need to understand that.
Bob, do you have the recording going?
I do. Thank you for asking. It's still recording. Yes. So this is a safe zone. Even though we're recording, nobody ever listens to our recordings generally. So, I want this to be an open dialogue because there's going to be things that I want to discuss with you all. Hey, Rob. Hopefully there's not going to be any acrimony or finger pointing or anything like that. You're over there, Rob. But there's just some things that we as the council staff would like just to get some guidance and some clarity on. So safe zone, non-attribution. This is a working session. That's why I put you in groups like this, is the one thing that everyone's participated or expected to participate. But as I said, it's a working group, because what I need you all to do, if we don't do anything else, is to update UPC's mission statement. And you'll see why when we get to it. So As I said, preliminary matters, this is going to be the work product. It's coming up with a mission statement. I'll get that to you here in just a second. So setting the stage is, over the last couple of years, I've been to several different leadership courses, which have just been phenomenal. Our national organization, National Association of Prosecutor Coordinators, continuously talks about working with the councils, with you guys. They're called different things across the state, but you know, working with the councils and establishing what their roles are, making sure that everybody understands what their roles are, getting buy-in from the council members to try to create, you know, a feeling of camaraderie, a feeling of ownership, so that it's more than just simply, oh, this is just one more meeting that I have to go to. You know, it's a waste of time. And so I've been thinking about how we could, you know, do that, come together. As I, you know, announced as when I started first introducing this idea, we're hoping to get you away, get down to Kane County, get you away from the office, get you away from the routine, but the budget did not allow it, so here we are. So I appreciate y'all being here. And it's also because we've got some new council members that young in terms of prosecuting when you compare to some of the others in the room, but it's mostly so that we can educate all of you on what it means to sit on the Utah Prosecution Council. As I said, we're going to talk a little bit about SWAP, and I don't know how much Jeff really wants to go into the restructuring of SWAP. I don't know that that matters. What I really want to focus on, though, is how what SWAP's mission is, with what our mission is, with what UCDAA, even OOMPA, these different organizations, how we as the council, how you as the council, you know, fit into those organizations. We'll spend some time talking about the legislature as well. We're all familiar with that. And we in this room understand that it's really SWAP's role to work with the legislature, but I don't know that the legislature understands that, and so I want to talk about just some of the ways that we can address those issues. And then talking about, I want to talk about what the expectation are of our clientele, as well as what the perception is of what UPC is. We get lots of inquiries, is what's UPC's position? What's UPC going to do about this particular piece of legislation? What's UPC going to do, you know, in this situation? And I don't know that that's our role, or that's your role. So again, just some things that I wanted to talk about. So what I want you to do is, there's a big sticky, just everybody take one, and I want you to write down one word that describes the Utah Prosecution Council. Whatever that one word is, I want you to write it down. And if you need a pen, we've got markers. It's the one word that comes to mind. Okay, Ryan, what's your word? Okay, Ryan's word is education. Who has a word similar to education? Training, okay? Training?
Education.
Education, okay. Oops. Okay, more training. Anybody else? Ed, what have you got?
Same.
Okay. Yvette, what's your word?
Service,
okay, I like that. Thank you. Have I missed anybody? Oh, Craig?
Overarching,
okay. And united. These stickies are not sticking very well. Okay, I'm going to go with the non-traditional, or the outside the training. Okay, Janice, why did you choose United?
I chose United because I feel like our strength comes from being united as prosecutors, and our focus is united, whether it's training, assisting, or supporting.
Okay, okay, I like that. All right, overarching, Craig.
You cover counties, you cover cities, you cover the state. You train, you also connect, you act as a networking medium. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of functions. Training is certainly one, and it's a major one, but I think you do a lot of other things.
Okay. All right. And Yvette, service.
Mainly because none of us are being paid to be here, and it's a nice way to help others out and hopefully help all of us out to do our jobs better. So I feel like it's a nice way to serve our colleagues and help.
Okay. All right. Those of you that said training, did any of these words come to mind? Or is it just strictly the training?
The other word that came to my mind is resource. I mean, you know, we've got these resource prosecutors, but probably, I mean, UPC as a whole is a great resource.
Right. Okay. So let me ask you this. As I said, one word to describe the Utah Prosecution Council, that's you guys. Did anybody think about that in terms of your word, what you are as a council? My guess is no, because you know, when we think of UPC, we think, what, of the mission that we perform? I mean, isn't that what these words all describe, is the mission that this body does? So if I were to ask you again, I'd think of another word. We don't write them down, but in terms of this body, of this council, what are words that can describe this council, this body of people?
Experience,
yeah. I mean, I should have done the math. I'm not a math person, but how many years do we have? 100 and plus, you know, years of experience here. Good, okay, what else?
Guidance.
Okay, why that word?
As a council, our job is sort of to guide. Collectively, we guide how the council moves.
Okay.
It does.
Okay, I like that. Anybody else? Steve?
I'd use the term idealistic. I mean, in a realistic sense, but we are idealistic. We want these ideals that what we see prosecution is to continue on.
Good.
To be shared.
Okay. Is it okay to be idealistic?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Unless you're Will.
Unless you're Will. That's right. Trust but verify?
Yes, exactly.
Jeff?
The other way around. Verify.
Yeah, I would build on what Steve said a little bit. I mean, this council kind of is the forefront of ensuring that prosecution is done with the highest integrity and skill throughout the state. That's where you are trusted to move forward.
So is that what leads into the perception that this council is kind of the end-all be-all of things prosecution in the state? And is that a fair perception? I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm just throwing that out. So when we, you know, when we get to perceptions, just think about that. All right, so I passed out a copy of our statute, and not that you need to, oh no, excuse me. We're going to do a history lesson first. So Steve's going to, for the benefit of all of us, new people, all of us, just kind of give us a history of how the council came about.
Craig can correct me on some of this, but SWAP used to wear both hats. SWAP was the legislative hat, was the lobbying hat, as well as the training hat, and so. I mean, UPC was, and I didn't even know anything about UPC when it was created. It was created in 1990, and I was already here. We just heard about SWAP because at that time there was a little bit of a division between the counties and the cities. From my perception, what the cities were saying was that, well, the counties control SWAP, and so almost all of the education that SWAP does is kind of felony-focused. Okay, reality or not, again, that was the city's perception. And so the cities, UMAA, Utah Municipal Attorneys Association, they actually came up with the UMPA at that time, the Utah Municipal Prosecutors Association. And And so we used to put on our own conference, and it was in Cedar City every year during the festival. And 1 year, Mark Nash came to that conference, and myself and the beloved Keith Stoney and I, we were the officers at that time of that. And at the conclusion of that, Mark came up and said, you know, I know there's been this little bit of a schism between the counties and the cities, but UPC would like to reach out and bring UMPA and UMAA into UPC. And so we talked about that, and we couldn't see a reason why, you know, the duplication of efforts. And so that's when it changed from the Utah Municipal Prosecutors to Utah Misdemeanor Prosecutor Association as we came back in. And so again, SWAP used to be the same, and it was, I was getting ready to say his
Paul
name.
Wooden.
No, who was the first director of UPC?
Dick Shepherd.
Okay,
Housley. Housley. Yes, Housley.
Okay. So Housley, and then Mark Nash, and now we have only the third ever executive director of the UPC. And so that's how it was. Like I said, SWAP used to do both. They decided to separate those out because there was the perception there was this is a little bit problematic to be doing the training as well as the lobbying, and so we separated the two out, but there's always been a great collegiality between SWAP and UPC, and now I think that has really improved the relationship between counties and cities.
Mm-hmm. So it was a conscious decision to keep SWAP as the legislative
Correct.
Arm.
They wanted to separate right. those two activities.
How did we, I guess when I came in, I started here in the state after I got off active duty in 96, I'd never heard of SWAP. I mean, I heard of UPC, but why do you think we lost, you know, the vision, if you will, or the message of what SWAP was doing?
I don't know. I mean, those of us that were involved maybe didn't. Yeah. Maybe it's just one of those things where we didn't reach out like we yeah. could have, should have.
Yeah, okay. And that's what I think is leading to this perception. You know, because SWAP hasn't gotten the message out, which we're trying to correct. I think, you know, the goal is just to bring SWAP to every conference, you know, whoever's there from SWAP, just to give an update, here's what we're doing, so that we start to separate the two.
Some of it too is scope.
Mm-hmm.
UPC has two conferences every year, and then you do the legislative training, and
right.
you have other training where your brand is very visible. SWAP is kind of insider baseball. I mean, it's kind of self-appointed. It does legislation, which is not something that you generally pick up in law school. It's either you get into it with the point of a gun or by default or something. Nobody, I guess there are a few people who like it, but that's, you know, they have programs for that. But it's, they don't have a conference. I guess they really don't. And it's a lot of it's very narrow because it's I mean, there are other functions, but it's a lot of it's legislative, which is again kind of internal. It's kind of insulated. If you don't go up to the legislature, we don't do anything. I don't think SWAP doesn't with city councils or county commissions. Not, I mean, even though those are both, you know, legislative bodies, we don't tend to. There's just a lot of structural kind of mission differences.
Well, and there's actually that kind of that informal assignment. We want you to know who your local folks are, so it's kind of an informal reach out to those city councils and county councils.
Yeah, a little bit. But again, it's very insider baseball. I mean, it's just, you know, all the little tweaks of legislative. Maneuvering and the mechanism is just a different animal than general training about how to be a lawyer and
right,
how to be a
right,
prosecutor
right.
lawyer. It's just that they're parallel in a lot of ways, but they have different brands.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, the only one that is statutorily constructed is UPC.
Right.
So SWAP did that.
And there's a reason for it, right? Because the continuity of functions of what we do as prosecution excellence, something is that transcends both county, city division. It's about a skill that we have and a role that we play. and it's the continuity of that, so I think that it makes statutory sense. SWAP, in that sense, what we do as prosecutors is not about trying to meet a particular agenda or a policy, it's about the technical knowledge of the excellence of the skill that we do. Mm-hmm. And if you think about the corollary to the municipal component is UCCDA, because those are the county attorneys who are elected, and they come together as a body. SWAP really is a amalgamation of policy work that people come together, and it's a loose affiliation, it's not statutorily defined. And people can come and not go there or whatever, and it sort of has that sort of important function to separate from that.
All right.
But it really is that, if you think about it, the statutory construction of it speaks to sort of the core objective that this has to have sustainability and longevity mm-hmm. beyond the transitions of whoever other electeds might be.
Right,
you know?
Right. Okay,
and see, well, I think that the relationship is key. I mean, like right now I'm watching this debate go on the forum, and obviously as the debate on the enhancement of drug possessions, as it gets fine-tuned, and I'm thinking, okay, now this is something that we'll put together and bring to SWAP. And so the exchanges that we have are critical, and that relationship, I think, has always been, I think will continue to be important.
Right. And it may be that, I mean, there are, at Simpson, we're going to talk about the statutory definitions here in just a second. I mean, we have a very definitive role, but, you know, how can we then funnel into SWAP? I mean, that's a, you know, great idea there is in our forum. Does SWAP, do you guys have a forum? Have you created something like that?
They eavesdrop on you.
Yeah. Well, right, I mean, because
we're all part of the same.
Well, yeah, exactly, that's what I mean. So it's not like you need a separate forum. It's, but again, does that feedback and perception that it's UPC driven?
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. So by statute, you know, we provide training, continuing legal education. We provide assistance as funds are available. They will never be available, but we just kept this in, and provide training and assistance to law enforcement officers. So, training committee. I failed to tell you, Steve. Do you want to tell us kind of where we're at in terms of the training committee? I know. Sorry.
This is the training committee is again, I mean, Mark Nash put that together. He said he was tired of just beating his head against the wall, so he put a committee together, and we have an annual retreat, and we usually meet at least one other time during the year. And what the training committee does is we look at the past conferences, and we look at the evaluations, you know, how the presenters did, how the topics were received, and we're hoping that those that attend the conferences will also put in their recommendations for future topics as well as presenters. We also, as the committee gets together, we had told the committee, you know, talk to people, what is it that's going on? We'll see what's happening with SWAP, with the legislature. And basically what the committee does, we do a brainstorming session for a few hours, just any hot topic that is out there, and we put it up there on flip charts all across the wall, and then we will prioritize those. Which are the ones that are most important? And that's how we put the conference together. We'll try to do it as a theme. A lot of times it doesn't work that way just because we have such a variety of topics that need to be addressed. And Bob, because of his connections, is able to come up with some great presenters as well. I mean, you know, out-of-state folks, as well as some of the topics that are happening in other states that we're not seeing yet, so we can anticipate those. And so we basically, at least a year ahead, we're trying to come up with an outline. When we get together, we usually get together in October, and we'll put the spring conference together, and generally the following fall's year conference, so we're a year ahead, and then we'll come up with some of the outlines and make assignments for people to be on the committee that'll plan the UMPA conference, the government civil conference, and and the basic is somewhat structured, even though it continually suffers from tinkeritis, which is a good tinkeritis. We're always messing with that agenda. And so the training committee will do that, and then we'll get together in the spring again, see how spring conference went, fine-tune the fall conference, and then look further down the road. And we're not locked into that. We're always talking about, okay, do we need to start doing more webinars, this distant learning things. What is it that we need to do? And of course, we want to make sure that Bob and UPC staff gets out and does those legislative updates. Those are huge, you know, for the officers in the far flung.